Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It's currently 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and in the studio today we have John Pridnia. I guess you call him Mr. Port Austin Farmers Market. And we also have Darcy Finan, the new market manager for the Port Austin Farmers Market. We're going to be talking about, obviously, for the most part, the Port Austin Farmers Market. And I thank you both for being with us today. It's, what year is it now?
Well, Craig, this is our seventh year for the Port Austin Farmers Market. Can hardly believe how much time has passed and how much the market has grown. But we begin our seventh year, and we're delighted to have Darcy come on board as our full-time market manager. Vendors won't see much of a difference because she's just as mean and ornery as I am.
Uh-oh.
And it takes that to run a market of that size, and we're delighted with that. And we're also prepared to do the market pretty much as always has been. Customers won't notice a bit of difference, maybe a little better, not necessarily bigger. Good Lord, it's gotten big enough as it is.
You don't have a town big enough to hold it if it gets much bigger.
Well, you know, an interesting point is that when Lisa, my wife, and I started the market 7 years ago, the best we could do was to solicit 63 vendors to participate that first year. We now have, what, Darcy?
We are close to 1,000 registered vendors.
So here we are with 1,000 registered vendors, and so pleased they don't all show up on the same day.
But some of them are those seasonal, though.
They
have products that come to ripen later in the season, and others are spring vegetables, and some have other obligations in other parts of the state as well. They move around like gypsies, and every so often they park their wares with Port Austin.
Well, they do, and as you say, we start the early season with asparagus, and we finish with pumpkins in mid-October. But for the listeners, we want to remind everybody that we open this Saturday. This will be the start of our season. We open at 9 o'clock in the morning. The market stays open until 1 o'clock, and the proverbial rain or shine, we don't care what the weather is. If you have to bring your umbrella, bring your umbrella. Always dress a little bit warmer because it's always 10 degrees cooler in Port Austin than it is elsewhere in the county. But we'll be into a 21-week season ending around October 15th.
It's 15 degrees if the winds are from the north.
Been there, done that. We are doing something different this year. Just what has happened on the Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day weekends is that we've been just overrun by vendors who tend to come only on those three holidays. And it has created turmoil for us on an organizational front. It's been difficult to accommodate that many people. We've literally had to hire transportation buses to shuttle for parking places and so on. The new rule is, and this is the only change that vendors will notice, is that we can accommodate 230 vendor sites. And what we're going to do, regardless of when people show up, be it a holiday or a regular weekend, is once those sites are open, we will be closing the market to additional vendors. I think it'll make things run a lot easier. It will be, I think, more manageable. But what it also will do is start to make the market better in quality, better in the presence of vendors that show up continually each of the 21 weeks. And yet nobody will notice anything different. We have a problem in Port Austin with lack of parking for vendors. There's plenty of on-street parking throughout the town for visitors and shoppers.
You just don't want them taking up all the parking spots before anyone even gets to town.
Correct. That's it, exactly. And we're very strict about where vendors are to park so that our customers get the first line of parking. So,
is that first come, first serve, the first 230? Is that something they can reserve for certain weekends when they're going to have stuff?
First come, first serve. You better be in line.
Better be there at, 7 in the morning before you get going?
No. We start letting them in at 5:30. We have vendors that will get in line the night before.
Yep.
So.
And there are people out there that will say, there's a 5:30 in the morning?
Yes. Yes, there is.
You know, more amazing than the vendors and us being there at 5:30 in the morning is our volunteers. We have the same 8 volunteers who've been with us for several years, and each of our volunteers show up at 5:15 and help set up and do everything organizationally that we need to present the market. We couldn't do it without them. So those gifted and pleasant people have to get up, set their alarms for 4:30 in the morning and show up and get to work. We also have a crew of about 3 or 4 who show up and help Darcy and Joy Stanek, who's our director of the Chamber of Commerce, Lisa, my wife, and myself, to clean up the grounds after the market ends. And the one thing we insist on is that we leave the market grounds cleaner than when we found them when we opened in the morning. It's just something fair to the community. We present the best market, but we don't want any negatives to befall us due to litter or anything like that. I'd like to add a couple of things if I could. Our main goal is to bring people to town for the benefit of other businesses in town.
So you're not looking for people to come to have their wares there that's going to be in competition with people in town. You're looking just to augment what the town has to offer that morning.
Exactly. And there are some issues where there is a slight competitive edge, but the numbers of people who come, well, I'll give you an example. Who sells more produce and things like that you find up and down through our market aisles than our local food store, the Port Austin food store? And yet, during the market hours, they're so busy, the lines go all the way from the cash register back to the meat market. Bringing people to town is what our primary goal is. Competing as minimally as we possibly can. Even to the food wagon, we have a food wagon on the grounds to benefit vendors and customers, but they have a minimal offering so that most of the people will choose to go to our local restaurant. So we're very, very cognizant of that. But we just want to make sure that we're there for the comfort of shoppers and for the profit of the vendors, and it really does seem work well.
Now, this coming Memorial Day weekend is going to be one of your big ones again. It seems like the holiday weekends, you get more vendors and more people than any of the other times.
We expect to be full. We expect all 230 spots to be full. The phone has rang off the hook for the past 3 weeks straight.
And is there a fight for who gets what spot? Because certain ones need
power. We direct them where they're going to put that.
Certain people need power, because they have refrigeration
exactly.
And such.
Yep.
And other people just want a good spot right where everybody can see me and that type of thing. And I imagine it gets kind of, well, what about that one?
Well, the electricity is probably the biggest issue, and we kind of have certain vendors, we know what electricity they need, and John has worked really well with the village and getting extra electricity down there for them. So certain people are going to be in certain spots because of electricity, and they're going to be put there because that's where we direct them, and the rest of them we'll direct them too.
One of the, and that's a very good point. I mean, it is a lot smoother just because we've had 7 years practice.
And the people who have come often, again and again, they know the routine,
exactly.
and that's the way it goes.
But God bless them, they do come early. When the crafters come, the non-food items, they line up on the Highway 25 from the Market Street, which is Line Street, sometimes all the way down to Gallup Park. And the food vendors start at the bank restaurant, and I've seen them line up as far back as the Shell station. Mm-hmm. But it's smooth, it's orderly, and it works well. One of the things we did last year to improve the market was that we had the parking lot, which is the south side of the gym, the largest area of the market grounds, paved. And before that, it was a gravel that was difficult to walk on and just difficult to manage. Now that it's paved, we have so many of our elderly folks who are now able to venture back into that lot. But, of course, because it's so large, they kind of tire and weaken and find it a bit of a challenge. So what we did last year was we acquired 5 wheelchairs, and we put them out there free of charge so that if any family member needs that assistance, they can just grab one. Somebody can guide them through the market grounds so that they can enjoy every inch of it. And then after they get back to their car, they can just return the wheelchairs to the area roughly where the food wagon is. So that's a big positive. I want to reemphasize the fact, too, that when rain or shine, we have never, ever, ever closed the market due to weather in 7 years. We've been out there when it's been snowing in October. Last Labor Day was probably the worst.
I thought he was going to say when it was snowing on Labor Day, because after last year.
Well, it was the worst day we've ever managed. I mean, we lost tents and canopies to extreme high winds. It was bitterly cold, and I don't know, it just never seemed to end on raining. But believe me, all of those vendors who had all of the edible products on the 2 city blocks of State Street stuck it out, and you cannot imagine how many customers show up. The only thing different when it rains is we have this lovely sea of umbrellas with all the different colors, so it really does work nice.
You mentioned paving the parking lot there, and does that give difficulty to you? I mean, tents usually need stakes, and you don't want to have to put holes in your brand new pavement.
Correct. We ask our vendors who bring tents to bring weights, and some of them bring, it's a PVC pipe that have cement in them on all four corners. Some of them take gallon milk jugs or laundry jugs, and they fill them with sand or whatnot, and we request that they weight them down. And last year it proved to be very beneficial to them.
Because, like I say, you want to spend all that money paving a parking lot and then have everybody every week put different holes in different places of it.
Yeah, and we're pretty strict about that. We've even made it clear in the rules that we do not allow stakes at all on the market grounds. There's only one area that they could do that, and that would be the grassy area, which is our last lot to be filled. But we want them to come prepared and not intending to use stakes. If they come prepared for weights, because they don't know where they're going to end up. Mm-hmm. We've had in the past years, I don't have weights, I have stakes, can I go over there? No, you have to come with weights, and you just have to have a general rule to satisfy everybody.
Well, yeah, you make one exception, everybody's going to fall on that and say, but you let them, it's like kids.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like to ask.
She says that. Yes, nodding her head.
I learned last year.
Trying to be accommodating doesn't always prove to be the best avenue in that regard.
Like to be the nice guy doesn't always happen.
I'd like to ask the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas to grab a pencil and paper, because one of the highlights that's become the biggest annual event at the Port Austin Farmers Market is Kids Day. This year, Kids Day is Saturday, June 18th, and those that have been there can understand it's our biggest fun event of the year. Everything is free for the children. Last year, we had the Huron Medical Center show up and give out 250 bicycle helmets to all the children that showed up to be properly fitted. We have a free petting zoo, a fire truck on the grounds. The kids can crawl all over and ring the bell and ring the siren. We've also bring up from downstate a company with 5 different inflatable units that the kids can go on, the moonwalk and things like that. It's a field day for the children, and yet it's a great shopping day for the moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. So mark your calendar, June 18th. The same schedule, the same hours apply, but it's a wonderful time. I believe we will have again this year, as we've had in past years, a free drawing for the children and give away a free boy's bicycle and a free girl's bicycle. There's just numerous issues that cause you to want to schedule your day in Port Austin on June 18th.
Is it necessary to have like Kids Day on and off holiday weekend so you have the space for all of this? Because it would seem when you get all the extra vendors in there on a big weekend, you're going to probably eat up a lot of that space you use for the Kids Day.
That's an excellent question. The reason we choose the June 18th is that's the weekend when most high school graduation parties are on. The attendance is a little less, and yet with the addition of Kids Day, the attendance is even greater by customers, families who do come. And after June 18th, actually June 18th and the week prior, June 11th, are the only 2 weeks that we may not have all 230 spots filled. So we fill it in with Kids Day. So good question.
And basically, like on Kids Day, the grandparents could take the kids that aren't graduating, you know, and take them while you set up for the party that's going to be later in the afternoon anyway.
That's what grandparents are for.
Oh, well, they love being with their grandkids. That's the whole point of grandkids.
That's
they do the stuff that got you so angry when you were a parent, and now it's cute.
Because you can give them back.
There's one of the changes we made in addition to bringing Darcy on as market manager is because the market has grown so much and really needs to be handled as a professional entity, we brought the Port Austin Chamber of Commerce in to have a greater role in what we do. Darcy, interestingly, is the president of the Greater Port Austin Area Chamber of Commerce. We also have Joyce Stanick, who's the director of the Chamber of Commerce. So all incoming calls and inquiries by potential vendors or questions on the market can either secure their answers on our website or by calling the Chamber of Commerce. Joyce does a wonderful job of keeping everything organized, everything that is recorded. It's just a major undertaking that, frankly, got beyond our hands, Lisa's and mine, just because of the sheer numbers of people we're dealing with. So now, if there are any questions about the Port Austin Farmers Market or anyone wishing to be a potential vendor, if you would call Joyce at the Port Austin Chamber of Commerce, and of course that's 738-7600. That's 738-7600. Joyce can answer your questions or put you on a vendor list and send out a list of rules and regulations. I do want to point out, we do not allow any first-time vendor to show up and just arbitrarily get a spot. You have to call, you have to pre-register, and you have to allow us enough time to send you a packet of rules and regulations. It's just too large today to operate it any looser than that.
Well, and It sounds more, you're trying to keep the family atmosphere of it being run, you know, like a community thing, but it's getting to be more and more of a business. It's almost like it needs to be a corporation or something just to be able to sign all the checks and do all the things you really need to do to keep her going.
It's just organization. If we didn't have Joyce in her position being as organized as she is and keeping us all in line and doing all the extras that she does, it would be very difficult. She's very efficient, and we need that organization to keep it running smoothly.
You mentioned a corporation. We did do something that would fill it into that category. We created a board of directors so that major decisions would be made by a group. And we've created a board of directors of three, Joyce being one of them, Clark Brock. He is our second board of directors, and I am on the board as well. So whether Darcy implements things on site or if she comes to us with special needs or special requests, we've got an organizational structure now that can take care of it and do it well. I think the customers are going to be really pleased. I mean, now going into the seventh year, it is so organized, so well presented, so flawlessly managed that we're just very, very proud of it. We just want to keep repeating, rain or shine. We don't care what the weather is. Come and enjoy yourself. Bring the family. We got plenty of room for you to walk down those aisles with a great big umbrella. So,
is imitation the greatest form of flattery? I go down state to see my folks, and I see there's now a farmer's market in Almont, and is this something that Port Austin kind of got ahead of the curve before it became popular, or did you make it popular by your success in the area?
You know, Craig, Lisa and I in past years have been invited to different communities around the state asking us to do a program as to how to develop a farmer's market. And I don't know that anybody could expect the success that Port Austin has had, but we've been from the Leelanau Peninsula to Grand Rapids, giving them the scenario as to what made us a success. Last year, we were honored by the State of Michigan Travel Bureau, designating us as one of the top 10 farmers markets in the state of Michigan. We did get some notification from Michigan State University that we are in the top three farmers markets. They didn't state who was one, two, and three, but I think we're in a league with the Detroit farmers market and the Ann Arbor farmers market. So I'm very proud that we're listed in that category. But you're right, it's really developed into something wonderful. It's nice to get that recognition. But the most pleasing recognition is to see our aisleways full of shoppers each and every one of our 21 Saturdays.
Is it important that it comes from the community? Is that what makes it a success in a community? I mean, maybe what works in Port Austin needs to be adjusted for Traverse City or Petoskey or whoever else might be thinking of it. Do you have to first look at what you've got back home?
Yeah, you have to take the things that you have, whether it be the gardens, whether it be the vegetable gardens, you know, whether the talent that you have in your community. You know, we have some people that have alpacas, and they do actually their own mittens and socks and whatnot. So you need to look at those things that you have. But what I remember about the success in the beginning of this market is being at a village meeting and John requesting the downtown area for this farmer's market. And at that time, they wanted it in a different area. And John stuck to his guns and said, the only way that this is going to work is if it's in these particular streets that it's downtown. And I truly believe that having them downtown in the area and then having the benefit of all these visitors then going to your downtown stores, it just absolutely worked.
And it probably takes someone with a passion to get it started,
oh,
like John had. I mean,
definitely.
there was
it's passion or the ability to say, not take a no for an answer.
No.
Well, you know, in fairness to the village council and others, you know, they didn't have a track history. And when we made the pitch, I'm sure in their mind they were thinking, yeah, sure. But thank goodness they cooperated. And as Darcy says, we wanted them right downtown, because anyone who comes for the market can walk to the hardware, they can walk to the grocery store, they can walk to all the restaurants, and that's always been the goal. And we hope never to change that. That actually is another reason why we're not going to go any larger in size. To do so, we'd have to relocate We just think it's important to stay downtown and benefit not only the shoppers who come to town, but the businesses who are there ready to serve them.
Just allows you to get more choosy as to who can show up as a vendor.
Yes, it does.
From the chamber standpoint, is this terrific for the community? I mean, it's like having a weekend festival every weekend of the summer.
Every weekend on a Saturday, the influx of people is like having your own special event. So you've got 21 weeks of a special event. You couldn't ask for more. Instead of putting on one specific event, our chamber has 21 weeks of one event, and it's great.
And if you have a 4th of July weekend or whatever type of program that you have, this just augments that.
Exactly.
Let's take a break for 60 seconds, and we'll be right back.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan. Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We are back, and our guest today, John Pridnia from the Port Austin Farmers Market, and also Darcy Finan. She's the new market manager for the Port Austin Farmers Market, and we've talked about the Farmers Market starting this coming weekend, the big weekend of Memorial Day, running into, does it go all the way, it used to go all the way to almost Halloween. Is it a little bit back from there now?
It's October 15th this year. It's always mid-October. We so enjoyed staying open until Halloween because vendors used to dress up and children were encouraged, but we've had so many Halloween weekends with snow that we just knew we needed to draw the line.
It's like Halloween itself. It's sad when the kids have to put coats over their costumes they want to wear so much. There are other things going on in Port Austin as part of the Chamber of Commerce. Darcy,
yes.
You know about them. What's coming up recently? You got a car show, I understand, you wanted to let people know about.
Port Austin has put on a car show. This is our 16th year of the car show.
So cars that were new are almost able to get into the show
yes,
now.
Yes, they are. Last year we were blessed with good weather, and we had over 111 cars, and it was nicely overwhelming. We did a few different things last year, which we're building upon this year. We had everything downtown, whereas years ago we had some stuff that went on Saturday, and then actually Sunday it was down at Gallup Park. But then we found out that the businesses didn't get anything, and because we had pulled it away from the downtown area, just as we spoke about with the farmers market. So we have it right where the farmers market is. We put a beer tent up. We have the JBS band, which is a local band that everybody seems to enjoy. And we line up all the cars. We have gifts. We work with Napa Auto Parts. They have become a huge part of our car show. They help us with numerous events. And one of the things that they do is that they help us with one of our big raffles. And this year we have four grand prizes, which are ProForce pressure washers, and it's $5 a ticket or three for $10, and the proceeds from this go to the chamber for the bluewater.org campaign that we're involved with, and that has gotten the chamber so much advertising. It's been absolutely wonderful. And one of the things that we work with is the fireworks committee with the car show, and they put on a steak fry. Captain John from John's Smokehouse, he comes in and does New York strip steaks on the grill right on the back side of the tent.
Oh, it sounds good already.
And the ladies bring homemade desserts, and they have salads, and a good time is had by all. And so that helps benefit the fireworks, and they do some 50-50 raffles to also help with the fireworks. This year, the fireworks committee has committed to doing 30% more fireworks in Port Austin. We will have the biggest and best fireworks we've ever had.
bigger bang for the buck.
Yes, we will.
Now, with the car show, do people who want to show a vehicle have a classic car, do they need to contact you so you know how many are coming, how much space you're going to need, all that kind of stuff? Because, you know, you might get more than you expect.
Right.
If it's a good weekend,
well,
particularly.
Last year we had more than we expected, so this year we've shut off a little bit extra room on the streets. But also, if you were to contact Joyce Stanek, the director at the Chamber of Commerce, and that's 989-738-7600, she can get you pre-registered. You can show up the day of. We have a lot of people that wait till a couple days before to see what the weather's going to be like because they don't want to take those beautiful cars out in the rain, which we totally understand.
Well, you polish them and you shine them and everything else, and you take them out of the garage on a rainy day, you got to do it all over again.
I know, and some of them don't care and some of them do, but if you call Joyce, she can get you pre-registered. And it just has turned out such a nice melding pot with the farmer's market, because we go from the farmer's market starting at 9 and we're done at 1 and everything starts downtown with the car show right at 2 o'clock. So we move right into 1, right up till midnight. So that's a really long day, but it's a lot of fun.
Is there a marking off point where it is for the car? Does it need to be 10 years old? Does it need to be 15?
No.
Or is it just, if it's really decked out and it's really new, it still might look good in the show?
We accept all cars. We give away 10 best of show trophies.
Oh, well, then my little Cavalier wouldn't make it.
Well, you never know. We had the one year a 4x4 truck that had been out mud bogging. And this truck came in and wanted to get in. Well, I'm sure when the truck was clean, it was really nice, but it was pretty muddy. And we have 5 specialty trophies, and at this time the Boy Scouts had picked one. Well, those little boys thought that that mud bogging truck was all that there ever was. And so they did get a trophy out of that, which I got a good kick out of. But and then we do one which is the best of show. One of the things that we started last year also was we have a Carfest Queen. And to be nominated for that, it's usually the businesses in town, and 2 or 3 of them get together and nominate a queen. The queen has to be 40 years or older and has to have put something back into our community, done things in our community. And this year we have 2 queens that were nominated, and one is Tita Finan, and one is Gurneth Janis. And that has become quite the nice little fun competition with these ladies. And then we put them in the 4th of July parade, and it's been an absolute blast working with them.
They don't have to have their own poodle skirt or anything.
No, they do not. No, they do not.
Well, you know, it's the atmosphere I'm thinking of. So you have winners, and do you have trophies? You have actual things like that? Because I know my cousin does some of this stuff. She lives up near Alpena.
Right.
And they have trophies and stuff, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible.
Yeah, we give away the 10 best of show trophies, 5 specialty trophies, and then the 1 best of show, best of the best trophy. So there's 16 different trophies that are given out in all. And as I said, kind of a list of things that go on is we have village-wide garage sales that go on. And then we have a DJ that's downtown from 1 to 7, and he spins all sorts of 50s and 60s tunes for us. We have vendor displays that go down the center of the street while the cars are parked to the edge. The beer tent goes from 2 to 11 at night. And then we have the JBS band starting from 7, and then they play till 11. Last year they played a little longer because we were having so much fun. It was great. And then, of course, the Port Austin Fireworks Committee has Captain John Smokehouse doing the New York Strip dinners on the back side of the tent there. You can eat right inside the tent. And then they'll be doing a few concessions after that. And also I want to mention that the Port Austin Fire Department is doing a Jaws of Life at 3:30 p.m. And that's always an interesting process to watch the fire department take a car and absolutely wreck it. The kids love it.
Always wondered what you did with the losers at a car show.
The little Cavalier.
That's it.
Oh, that's not a challenge. I think you could rip it open with your bare hands. But
no, but a good time is had by all, and the benefits stay locally to help our community. So,
well, terrific.
It's worked out really well.
And if you do have a car that you'd like to bring and register for the car show, make sure, again, call the Port Austin Chamber of Commerce. It's 989-738-7600. Just it'd be fun to have you there. Last year, as Darcy said, we had 111 cars. We hope eventually to get upwards of 200. So your car and your registration would be greatly appreciated. Something else that Darcy mentioned was our fireworks. This was not true of our fireworks in past years. We did, as all of the other communities, presented a very good show on 4th of July or 4th of July weekend. But a new fireworks committee about 3 years ago wanted ours to be the biggest and the best in the thumb. And last year was a perfect example of it. It was magnificent. The Port Austin Farmers Market is always celebrated on the night of July 4th. So no exception. So mark your calendar for that. And because of their fundraising efforts, we expect to have a fund of over $15,000 to be spent on a fireworks display. So weather permitting, we'll probably, without question, have a best fireworks in the thumb area altogether.
Terrific. Okay. Things are just booming up there with multiple color flashes. Before we have to wrap things up, I know you wanted to take some time and let people know how the Veterans Park Harbor Project is going. They've kind of been, the state and the village's land have been kind of merged into one big project because it's contiguous and it should really flow one to the next anyway, and that seems to be the way it's going.
Craig, it's an unbelievable sight, and the one thing I would like to stress with the vendors, with the listeners, is when you're sitting home with nothing to do, get in the car and come to Port Austin. You can picnic on the grounds. You can park in a magnificent setting to watch all the boats come in and out of the harbor. And without even leaving your vehicle, you can see a beautiful sunset each and every night. That's all due to a $5.7 million expenditure by the Village of Port Austin and by the State of Michigan, the Department of Natural Resources, and the Waterways Division. Our Veterans Waterfront Park now has a beautiful new pavilion with water and electricity. The grounds are just meticulous. A brand new beach has been created for swimming. And there is so much in the reorganization of the park that even the sidewalks from all different areas converge into one central point, and from there you're only about 20 feet from being able to walk the break wall all the way out to the end. It's the right setting for families. It's the right setting for someone to just hold hands and watch the sunset. The DNR, on the other hand, their expenditures brought in just a complete reorganization of our harbor and the rest of their work so they don't disrupt this year. The seasonal for boat launching will start again after Labor Day, and by this time next year, there will be all new floating docks for the transient and seasonal boaters, new gas pumps, sewer pump out lines, dredging of the entire harbor. They're going to tear down the old public restrooms and build a beautiful new facility. The entire parking area for the boat launch has been redefined. It is just a, probably when done this time next year, will be the, according to the DNR, the most beautiful DNR public boat launch facility in the state of Michigan. Again, it's due to $5.7 million. It's hard to describe. You need to see it to understand it and appreciate it. But the nice thing about it is in the Veterans Waterfront Park, this lovely turnaround that we've created, it really is great for families. It's great for even those folks that can't motivate too much outside of the car. They don't even have to get out of their car to enjoy the view, the boating traffic, and the sunset.
many of the communities around there have pavilions. They allow you to rent them for like a family reunion or something. Is that something possible up at
yes.
the park there? Because it's a beautiful setting and a great place to gather
if your
house isn't big enough.
Right. You can rent actually the visitor center, which is right at the light in Port Austin and inside, or you can rent the pavilion. And for that, you would have to call the Village of Port Austin, which is 989-738-5199. And if you talk to Amanda or Thomas, they can help you out with that. But beautiful settings for that. And one other thing that John didn't get in there is that there is a really nice playground area for the kids.
Yeah.
And as my grandson has said, it is the most awesome park ever. Because you can run to the lake, you can run back to the park, you can run to the bathrooms. It's just great for kids. It's a beautiful setting. Absolutely beautiful.
And if I remember from previous talks with you, John, one of the things about the new park is that you can actually see the water in Port Austin, where it used to have like a berm or a drift almost that kind of prevented you from actually seeing the harbor and the water when you drove through.
That's a very true, and that was part of the $5 million plus grant. You could pull up into you could actually drive through Port Austin and not realize that Lake Huron was out there. But now from the intersection at the red light downtown, they have cut that turf area down about 4 feet so that from walking or from your car, you get a lovely view of the harbor, the water. The park was cut down about 3 feet so that from the highway sidewalk, you can see it clearly. And Darcy mentioned something that I had forgotten, is the new Village Welcome Center. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come to town, stop in at the Welcome Center. First off, because it's got some public restrooms, but more importantly, because it is an absolute beautiful structure. You can rent it. And it has a meeting room that it can accommodate 50 to 60 people. And the wall facing the lake is all glass. So you have this lovely meeting room and an absolute beautiful, beautiful view. And if for people who may eventually want to do seasonal docking of their boats, the new service on the floating docks that will be in at this time next year will have cable television, new electrical services, water services, even internet to each of the facilities. So give that some thought when you're planning your boat storage. If it's not at the state dock, there's a wonderful marina in town that offers public docking as well and boat launching. So consider Port Austin for what it is, a beautiful and lovely place to live, more importantly, a beautiful and lovely place to visit.
Terrific. Is that meeting room available to be rented for people who want to maybe have a business or something
yes.
coming up? They can use that for a great spot.
Exactly. You can call the Village Hall. And once again, their phone number is 989-738-5199. And you can rent it out for the afternoon, the evening, or a couple hours. It depends on what your meeting or what your needs are.
And they removed the old, what was that, the community building or whatever, right on the corner there.
Center.
So you've got a big view when you
it's
hit that
gorgeous.
Light.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that was the intent, so that when you're at that red light, it wasn't to be obstructed by the other facility. That big building, by the way, was donated to the Port Austin Area Historic Society. The building has been moved, and it's in their plans to renovate it and create it as a museum. But you're right, Craig. We've really opened the panoramic view of the lake, and it's now just a fun place to be at.
Thank you for being with us today. Again, the Farmers Festival, or Farmers Market. I keep saying festival. I don't know why. Tongue. Farmers Market, Port Austin, starts this weekend. Big Memorial Day weekend.
Opens at 9 o'clock. If you want to be an early bird shopper, well, we'll let you sneak in anytime after 8 o'clock.
Ah, good to know. Our guest, thank you for being with us. Our guest on the program, John Pridnia, and also Darcy Finan, talking about the Farmers Market in Port Austin opening up, also the car show and all the activities going on in Port Austin this coming summer. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news. Keep it here at WLEW.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.